Well, I just want to welcome you here today as we're about to kick off this sermon. I'm going to be here and talk about prayer. As a congregation, we are starting or have started 3 weeks of prayer and fasting. And Pastor Matt talked last week about what fasting is about and how it is used to prepare us to get ready for the reopening. And I'm going to touch base on prayer. Talk about a big subject in our world, and it's amazing how prayer is affected in my life. And I know as a team here this morning, there's been lots of prayer, hoping that everything works fine and we can come to you and challenge you with the sermon and maybe introduce some prayer to people who haven't been experienced it before. But as a team, as a church, we've decided to do prayer and fasting to prepare ourselves for the reopening. And there's lots about the reopening that can cause things that we have to get ready for. We have to get the church back into shape. We have to get the church looking fantastic for everyone to come back in. We have to set it up in a way that allows us to reopen with government regulations. We have to practice how we're going to bring people into the building, how we're going to exit the building, all that kind of stuff. Those are challenges that we face in physically walking through the door. But we as a church are also going to take that challenge and look at the challenges about what it means to come into this building. With this present day and time, there is a lot of anxiety and fear out in this world about both just being anxious because we haven't had the ability to gather, anxious about lost relationships, about being alone, and about not being connected to this world. And that's one of the things that we're going to learn about prayer today. But it also is possibly the anxiety of walking back through the building and being with people who aren't in your same household. That can cause anxiety and worry about what might happen. We don't want to be the center of anything, and we want to remain healthy. And so I can guarantee you as a church, we've done everything we can to make sure that when we reopen, it'll be as safe as possible. But there's also other work we need to do to prepare to reopen, not just the physical work, not just following the rules and regulations, but we have to prepare as a congregation for this time. We want to pray that we are ready to be able to get to open the doors and to reach out and be the same loving congregation that reaches out to the community as we were before, but also willing and accepting to understand everyone's anxiety as it comes forward. So I'm going to jump right into the first question. And the first question I have, and it's going to relate to why we are doing prayer, is have you ever met a person that you just clicked with right away? What did you do that made sure that this person would be someone that you would like to get to know? Well, that doesn't seem like a tie to prayer, but one of those things that we're doing, that we're preparing for, is getting ourselves ready to be in relationship with people around us, in fellowship. We have to do it socially distanced, but we have to be in relationship. But also, we need to prepare ourselves for our relationship to be healed by being in prayer, to be in relationship with God. But we've all met that one person that we just click off right away. We know, hey, that person, I like them. I want to find out more about them. And we need to do the same thing with God. So we need to find out what we do when we have that attraction to someone to be a friend. And what we do is we talk to them. We see if what kind of likes and dislikes they have, if they have similar ideas, or if they challenge us in ways that we don't think about. But we just have a connection on a deep level, and we know, hey, I want to get to know this person more. And the same thing happens with God. God is wanting a relationship with us so badly. He is attractive as a father to us, and so we need to know him. And how do we get to know him? Well, there is reading the Bible, which is his words talking to us. And that can give us a sense of character and who he is. And it also gives us a chance to get to know him in a way that will make us more attracted to being in relationship with him. It's one thing to know God, but it's another thing to be in a relationship with him. You can be like the Pharisees and know it head knowledge, but not be in relationship. And so we want to be in relationship with him. So how do we do that besides reading the Bible? Well, one of the ways that we're talking about is prayer. Prayer is how we communicate with him. It is that same thing as that when we're with friends and we want to know more about them, know their ideas, get information back from them, we talk to them, we communicate with them. But we do it because it's desirable to have friends that mean things to us and that give us impaction, give us wisdom, actually sometimes pat us on the back and say we're right. But with God, there's a desire to know him. So how do we get to know him? Well, we begin by, like I said, in the Bible, knowing who God is. The God who made the world and everything in it. He is Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in shrines made by hands. In Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. So those two passages kind of give us a hint at what God is. I don't know about you, but he is our refuge and strength, and he is a helper in times of trouble. That sounds like someone I would like to get to know. I would like to be friends with him if he was a person, but he is so much more than that. He can be our friend, our companion, but he is also with us when we're not together in times of trouble. And he's waiting for us to be in relationship with him so that he can help us through those times. We just have to know him and desire to know what his opinion is and how we should live our lives, because he is the creator. He is the one who made us. So he has that power to bring out us. So I think he has a pretty good idea what he needs to do in our lives to help us. But if you're just checking us out for the first time, I would like to invite you to stay and listen. I know that he has impacted my life, and I know there's people out in the world that are in pain and struggling at this moment, and I know he can help them like he helps me. So if you're just joining us for the first time, please stick around and listen to what we are going to tell you about his relationship and what we do to have input, what we have for him to input into our lives so that we can deal with our times of trouble, just like you're going through now. So I ask, just hang on. Some of this might be a little hard to listen to. Maybe you're not familiar with scriptures. We'll walk through it. But there's people waiting to help. Just have to watch through. We have a second question. It says, do you have a friend that it doesn't matter how long since you've talked, the second you do, you pick things up right where you left off? What is the longest time you have been since you've talked to a person like that? I'm going to leave that question up for a while so we can answer it. We have hosts in the facility and online that are checking messages, so please answer and they'll respond. We want to know your opinion on these questions. And the reason we do these questions is to help you tie this all together. So let's have some comment and some feedback. But like the question says, I have had a few friends over the time, and I'm sure you have over the years, that have been like this. Those kind of people that doesn't matter if it's a day, a month, a year, or years, the second you get together, it's like you've never been apart. It's so easy to reconnect. That person doesn't change. You have the same connection no matter how much you've communicated. But just like the friends that we don't have to worry about how long it's been since we've talked to them, our God is like that as well. He is waiting And he doesn't care how long it's been since we've talked to him. He is waiting and wanting to be in relationship with us. He desires that for us. But you have to come to know what his desires are to keep wanting to have this relationship with him. Yes, he doesn't care about how long it's been. So if you haven't prayed to him in a long time, please reach out. He is waiting. He doesn't care if it's been months, years. I know I've gone times where I haven't thought, oh, I need to talk to the Lord about this. And it hurts him because he wants to help us, but he's standing there waiting for us to come talk to them. So just like a really good friend, we can tell him anything that's on our mind. We can talk to him about our troubles. We can talk to him about the good things that both happened in our lives or that he has blessed us with. He is waiting and continues to wait and listen just to be a blessing in our lives. Ephesians says, "Blessed is the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens and in Christ." If our friends can bless us by our relationship, what do you think God can do? He tells us that he will bless us with every spiritual blessing. Now, having come to faith, I have learned that his spiritual blessings can be massive. He can overcome almost anything, but I have to be in relationship with him. And as a church, as we get ready to launch back into being together and being in relationship again, we need to reach out and be prepared by being in relationship with God. But it's like being with those friends that you, like being with your friends and not being with your, and not talking to them for a while. It's hard for them to bless us all the time unless we're in communication with him. So this is what we're doing with prayer. Prayer allows us to receive the blessings of being in communication with him. He reaches us out to us and blesses our lives as long as we're talking to him. So as a church, and we prepare to gather and communicate again with the friends we haven't seen in a long time, we need to be ready to communicate with God so that he can prepare us. Because you know what? Sometimes these things happen, and it's to expand our world. God has the power to reach out and do things that we can't see in this time. So if we're prayerful and we're ready, then maybe when we walk through these doors again, it'll be full of new people, and we have to be ready for that. The third question is, have you ever had someone pray for you? That's a tough question, because we sometimes don't know. I myself have found out since coming to faith that I have had lots of people praying for me every single day for years, because I'm a slow learner, for years praying for me, for my situation, my blessings, my life to change, and for me to get to know God. Those prayers, I am standing here, worked. I am standing here talking to you today because those prayers obviously had impaction. So they had impaction because they interceded on my behalf. Interceded is a big word, but it means to take responsibility for or to do something on behalf of someone else. So that's what we want to do as a church. We want to pray for these 3 weeks with fasting to intercede on all the people that are going to come through our doors. Intercede that they have health and that they have reduction of anxiety, that they can come and feel the presence of the Lord without fear. But we're also praying for the people who may not walk through this door, that may not be able to bring themselves to come across, but maybe online. Or maybe they just need to have that time where we're just praying for them so that someday God will intercede in their lives. So today, as a congregation, we're praying for healing. praying for the ill effects of everything that we're going through right now, anxiety, separation, fear of disease, all of the rest of it, for not just our congregation, but for everyone that may be within our circle of influence. We are praying that we are prepared and ready to rejoin, but we are praying to welcome new people to our church. We are praying that somewhere out there, they have a tickle in the back of their brain says, maybe I should go check those guys out. So we need to be healthy and communicating with God so that we are in the right spot to receive them and be helpful for them. So today, as we go through this 3 weeks or couple weeks of prayer and fasting, this is what we're thinking about. We're praying for our world, our country, our community to have all of the same healing effects. We as Christians know God has impacted our lives, but God is also impacting everyone around us, whether they believe or not. But our impaction has to happen because we're prepared and ready. Let's take a look at some of the ways that prayers have impaction in our lives so that we can be an example to people that don't know Jesus Christ. First Timothy says, first of all, then, I urge that petitions and prayers and intercessions and thanksgivings be made for everyone. So it is an instruction to prepare us to pray, because the effects of our prayers have everlasting effects. I know the prayers of people who interceded on my behalf for years had an effect on me eternally. So we want to be prepared to do that as well. And it also gives us instructions that we need to petition God and prayer and intercede for people, but also to be thankful for everything that God has done in our lives. So we as a church need to be thankful for everything that God has done so that we can be ready to show that to the world. But we need to pray for others and to intercede on their behalf, as it says in there, so that we can have impaction when we may not be physically there, that we have impaction because we worship a God that has all power. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is very powerful in its effect. We need to pray for each other and confess to each other so we can be healed. We as a congregation have to be together and confessing to each other so that we can be the righteous, so that our prayers have major effect. So that's part of the thing that we're preparing to do as we come together, is to confess so that we're ready when we walk through this door, that we are powerful, powerful prayers, and that we can reach as many people as God has the will to give us. We sometimes feel we're so small and have no power, but that can be from separation and fear. They emphasize those feelings of powerlessness and fear of being lonely and separated. So we need to pray that people are healed from those fears and those results of separation, as well as our own congregation. But we need to remember that we have the Creator on our side. The Creator of the universe has promised that He is listening to us. 1 Peter says, because the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who are evil. So as one person or many, we have to remember that we're praying with not our power, but God's power. Because He is listening to our prayers. They matter. So this time of 3 weeks of fasting and prayer is not in vain, because God hears us. if we are prepared, leading us up to this incredible point where we access God's power to reach out to the world and help heal it. We need to know that we're praying with God's power. Matthew 11, 23 to 25 says, I truly tell you, anyone says this to the mountain, be lifted up and thrown to the sea, and it does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, everything you pray for and ask for, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that the Father in heaven will also forgive you of your wrongdoing. Now, that is a powerful passage. It is telling us as Christians that if we pray for people, we have to believe it. Believe it knowing that it's not our power. It is not our request. We are actually using God the Father's incredible power and remembering that he created the universe. He created everything in it and us. So when we ask for something in prayer, we need to know that we need to pray it in a way that makes it sound like it's already happened. Because if it's God's will, it is going to happen. He hears us and listens to us. But he has the power to change the situation. So when we pray for healing, we have to pray that we know he's going to heal us. We have no idea what his design was for this time with all of the things going on in this world. But we have to know that because of his power and his knowledge, that it is so good for us. So as we prepare to join again, we have to know that's part of his plan. We have to pray like he can lift us up. But if you're just joining us, or you have not given your life to Christ yet, we want to pray for you. Please put a comment on the Facebook page or the YouTube page. We have people standing by who want to talk to you. They will respond in a private manner, but please reach out. We know that there are people out there in this world who are lost and feeling hopeless at this time. We want to get to know you and get to pray for you. As we go through this time, we as a church are preparing to reach out and help the world around us. We're taking this time and doing prayer and fasting and actually talking to God and lifting him up and telling him that we worship him and we're so grateful for everything he's done in our lives and that we know that he has got this all. But as we pray, we're starting to find that his power is coming in and he's acting in ways that we don't even understand. So how do we pray? We pray with passion and power, knowing that he is going to change this world for our better, because that's what he's promised. But we're going to end today with a prayer. And what we're going to do is pray a little differently than you're used to. I'm going to pray through Matthew, a piece of Matthew scripture, that instructs us on how to pray. So it's going to be a little different than what you see, but let's bow our heads and pray. Therefore, you should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy. Dear Heavenly Father, please allow me into your world and live your life, Lord. You have given us instruction through your word and through prayer, and you've communicated with us. I want to hold you as Lord and Savior. Lord, you have this power, and I want to do nothing that brings you down to our level, Lord. You are our God, and I know you have this. So I do not want to do anything that demeans your name, because it is holy in my heart. Lord, I pray today that I do everything to lift you up and worship you. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I know you have the best intentions for me. That it doesn't matter what I want, you know the right way. So Lord, I ask today that I put my desires away, what I want in this world, because you've got this. I want to follow what you want for me. So Lord, today I surrender myself. It is you, my life is yours to use. Whatever you will, I am fine with it, because I know you've got the best intentions for me. Lord, I'm praying that you direct my life and I listen and follow, because your will is going to be over mine. Give us today our daily bread. Lord, I am not going to be worried about anything. You have provided for me for my entire life, even when I thought it was myself doing it. Lord, you have blessed me. So I don't care what I have. I will share it. I will be a blessing with it. Lord, I pray that I will look after what you've given me and follow your will, so that I am not concerned about what is happening in this world, because I know you are looking after me. And forgive us our debts as we've been forgiven our debtors. Lord, I also know that you have taken my life, which was in a bad place, Lord. I was not doing things right. And through your Son, who sacrificed his life for me so that I could be forgiven of everything that I have done, Lord, I want to do that for anyone who has harmed me or wronged me, Lord. My life, by comparison to the sacrifice that Jesus made, was nothing. So my ability to forgive others is nothing as well. Lord, I am praying today that everyone who touches me feels my forgiveness as you have forgiven me. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Lord, as we walk through this life, I know there's going to be things of this world that I want and desire. Lord, please give me the wisdom and the strength to know what is of the world and what you want for me. There will be temptations, and I know that this time those temptations will look good. But I also know that what you have for me is 10 times better and everlasting by comparison to one small thing in this world. But deliver me from the person, the evil person that tempts us, Lord, the world that can take us down a path and separate from us from you, because I want to be in relationship with you. For if you forgive others their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you as well. As the temptations come, Lord, I know I have stumbled, and I know that you continue by your grace to forgive us each and every time, Lord. So we want to do that as well. Others can attack and hurt me, Lord, but I know you will defend me. It doesn't matter what happens in this world, because you have it. So we offer up our worship and our thankfulness of your forgiveness, and we worship you by offering that forgiveness to others. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your offenses. This is the reason why I must forgive everyone who has offended me, who has hurt me or wronged me, because it is that that keeps us from your forgiveness. And we want to be in relationship with you, and we want to be empowered by you, Lord. And we pray that we do not hold on to unforgiveness, Lord, because we want to be beside you and in relationship with you and accessing your power in these times. So I hope everyone has a great week, and thank you for being with me. and hearing about prayer. So today, I am so excited as we get ready to come back into this church that we are going to pray as a community and lift this place up to God and use His power to reach the community. So have a blessed week. Enjoy your prayer and fasting, and reach out to those around you who need to hear the word of God. We're so grateful because I know this world is hurting, and we want to lift it up, and we want to be together and joining everyone. So have a good week.